Reverend David Akaokwol, the diocesan bishop of Awerial, appeared before a Juba County Court judge Thursday to answer charges including unlawful marriage and child neglect. Alpayo Manyang, the Archbishop of Eastern Varel Gazal Internal Province of Episcopal Church of South Sudan, lifted Kwol's immunity last week to allow court proceedings in the case. Complainant Amos Awan filed a lawsuit against Bishop Kwol for allegedly engaging in an unlawful relationship with his daughter for nearly 12 years. Philip Manyog is Awan's lawyer. He says the accused has a 10-year-old girl child with his client's daughter. Manyog alleges that Bishop Kwol has done very little to care for the child and her mother.
The parents of the plaintiff's daughter were saying, "We have been promised by the dependent to marry our daughter, and it has been a 10 years period of time. So what we need from now is to let our daughter be married by him, give us our bride price and take your wife." He refused to do that. This was the court procedures.
The Juba County Court adjourned the case to July 5th for another hearing. When contacted for comments, Bishop Kwol had this to say.
"I'm busy right now."
Bishop Kwol's defense lawyer Joseph Diardit says his client's legal team is studying the charges in the case before making a statement.
"We went yesterday and the lawyer of the plaintiff applied to the court that they should be given 2 weeks in order to do the amendment. So we are waiting for their amendment. Even though we were ready to give them our reply, so we couldn't make it. We will be seeing the petition and then we will reply based on the information in the petition."
Jacob Mabor is the Dean of Minkaman Cathedral in Awerial Diocese. Mabor says the charges are fictitious with intention to harm the good name of Bishop Kwol.
"The accusations are not true. These are people who decided to defame the bishop, and anything like that has not happened. All the elders in Awerial are saddened by what happened in the diocese."
Bishop Kwol is married and has 6 children who are currently living in Australia. If found guilty, he could be sentenced to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 2 years. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng in Juba.